I really just think about how it changed my life forever. In a sense, it kind of put a shadow over everything else. But it is a moment that happened, and it was a good moment for me. So I think about it in retrospect, kind of, but not really on a day-to-day basis.
Did you know that today was the 2-year anniversary? Or was it
not until you just said that. I know now.
Move on to more present-day stuff. What are your thoughts about going up against Joe Hayden and the Browns this week?
He's a great corner. Somebody who I've watched for a long time, even when he was at Florida. Somebody who, you know, we're friends in a sense. So, you know, I'm sure once we get out there, it's going to be all competition, and at the end, it's all love. But I'm excited about the opportunity, you know, to go against a premier corner in this league.
What kind of skills does he bring?
I mean, he's got it all. He's been in this league for, you know, 7-8 years. I think he's been playing ever since he stepped on the field and playing at a high level. So he's pretty much got all the tools you need.
Odell, how important is it that you guys as an offense get all the points, you know, on the board and really kind of put a game away?
I would love nothing more than that. You know, it's unfortunate to be on the offense and have that feeling like the defense is saving us every game, which they are. They're playing at a high level. It's about time for us to put one away. Not even let them sit on the bench with the warmers and their jackets and not have to even worry about coming back on the field.
Is the fact that they are playing so lights out kind of motivating you guys even a bit more to get to that same level?
Absolutely. And I think it's the difference between this year and last year. I think last year we just didn't have that same defense that's coming up with 3 or 4 stops in a row when we needed to. You know, it was 22-16. It stopped them 3 or 4 times in a row last year. You know, they might have scored once, and that would be 23-22. And we didn't score on offense. So they're doing a phenomenal job at closing out games. I just think it's time for the offense to take steps and close out a game for them.
Well, as you guys ride this 5-game win streak, knowing that the offense hasn't played their best ball yet, I mean, is that just kind of give you guys a bit more confidence even?
Yeah. In a sense, you know, we know that we haven't played to our full potential, and we're still coming away with wins. So we just need to step it up. We just need to step it up in each and every way and put games away when they can be put away.
Odell, is that where your frustration was coming from?
No, I don't.
During the second half?
I don't know.
Odell, when you look at this Browns team, is there any focus on not being the first team to give them a win?
I think our focus is on winning, not really not giving a team a win. I think our goal and focus is solely on the New York Giants and what we have to do.
How good does it feel to be riding this streak right now?
It feels good to have a chance, you know, to make the playoffs and do exactly what we need to do. We're in great position. You know, you just can't give it away.
How does Joe Hayden kind of stack up against some of the best guys you face? And who do you sort of consider one of the tougher guys you've faced so far as regards to cornerbacks?
I couldn't even tell you right now. I'd have to sit down and go back and watch film. But, yeah, Joe's a phenomenal corner. Like I said, he's been doing this for a long time. I've seen him since he's been at Florida. So we know exactly what to expect. You know, you're going against a premier guy.
Sit down.
What are your Thanksgiving plans, Odell?
I got family coming to town. Get to see my little sis, stepdad, mom. You know, just enjoy the day.
Are you cooking or no?
I'm not cooking. I'm eating.
You watch how much you watch the games, and you kind of scout. And those are some bunch of teams that you guys are going to be playing.
I don't really watch it as much. You know, I'll catch a game if it just so happens to be on, but I'm not really, you know, turning it on. I'm sure I'll watch this one on Thursday. It's Thanksgiving. You know, the family will be right there, so it'll be something to tune into. But other than that, I don't really watch much games.
Cowboys, Redskins, are that right. Kind of matters, yeah, to you guys? Do you pick, yeah, a side in there, or how do you sort of watch that game?
Either way it goes, you need one of them to lose, so or tie, I don't know. whatever it is. You know, I would definitely be watching that game in circumstance, situation. It's two very relevant teams for us. As far as our run for the playoff, we need to beat both of those teams. So just scout and just see exactly what they're doing.
Can you root for either of them? Is that
I don't root for nobody but the Giants and Jarvis Landry.
Who's cooking for you? Who's cooking for you?
You know, my mom My stepdad probably. My stepdad will probably do all the food. Uncle. I got some people coming in town, so it'll be cool.
Talk to LeBron at all about coming to the city?
I haven't talked to him. You know, it's a quick trip in and out. 1 o'clock game. We can get out of Cleveland early. You don't want to be down there too long, I don't think. I mean, I don't live down there. I'm sure they enjoy it, but, you know, let's get in and do what we need to do, handle our business.